Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, January 25, 2023. I want to open up the program, let you know that at about 2:20 this morning, a 4.2 magnitude. Oh, you'll never know what you're going to hear on this.
Doomsday clock.
Oh, just hang on. Oh, boy. Anyway, 4.2 magnitude. Now I can't stop saying it. Magnitude earthquake hit just off of about 10 miles from Malibu. And aftershocks of 3.5. And then that was 3 minutes later. And then again, 2.8 and 2.6 at 22 minutes after 2 this morning and at 38 minutes after 2 respectively. And there's a map there. For those watching on Rumble or Brighteon, and I ask kindly of our listening and viewing audience to please subscribe, even if you're not going to use it. Just subscribe to Rumble and or Brighteon. Both give you extra credit there. And hit a like for the channel, as well as thumbs up or likes for the episodes as well, if you feel so inclined. And by the way, you're welcome to share this with anyone you know. If you have a social media presence, you have links to this episode and other episodes appreciated, welcomed, and thanked. And I appreciate all of you. Now, you know, I wanted to just tell you about that earthquake initially. And that kind of brings up my thoughts of Stan Dale. Folks, please keep Stan Dale in your prayers. He's got some very, very serious health issues. Okay, you know, I get emails all the time. Why isn't this person on there? Why isn't that person on there? Look, folks, okay, people have, there's different reasons for different people, okay? You know that song by, you can't always get what you want, okay? Well, that's how it is. But Stan Dale, please keep him in your prayers.
And Stan's not a full-time radio host.
Exactly. And you know, look, it's not about me, but I'm going through some stuff. I've got to record at different times, sometimes early. And if it's early for me, I guarantee you it's early for Stan, okay? He's not going to get up at 3 in the morning to record a show. So thank you for your concern, if that's what it is. But I just want to let everyone know. Now, by profession, as you know, I always mention this. I'm an investigator by profession. I'm not a talk show host. You can tell that by the way by my delivery.
Magnitude,
yeah. Exhibit A. There you go. So the investigative side of me is really, that's been my love my whole adult life, being an investigator, and especially focusing on homicide cases, specifically cold case homicides, but homicides specifically. But I want to expand my investigative purview here and throw some things out to you, the audience. Look, we need to start getting answers to questions. All right. Now, this is not in the show prep, Eric, so don't worry about this. But I was thinking during the night last night. And where is, I'm going to throw some questions out to you. Where is, and are we ever going to see the Epstein client list, the little black book? You saw Ghislaine Maxwell saying, I don't believe that Jeffrey committed suicide. Well, I don't either. We can all agree on that. Where is the investigation on the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court leak, the Roe leak? From what I understand, the investigation was conducted. Basically, the investigator said, I don't know. Packed up his bags and went home. I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'm like a dog with a bone. If somebody tosses me something to get done, I want to get it done. I want answers. You can ask anyone who knows me. I will not stop until I reach the gates of hell. And then I'm telling you, and that's not, yay is me. That's just simply, that's the way I operate. Do not withhold information from me. That really pisses me off. And it should you as well. So who's the SCOTUS leaker about Roe? There's some felonious activity there that we deserve answers to. Oh, and what about the DC pipe bomber? Boy, I'll tell you something. You talk about things that you're not allowed to talk about. The DC pipe bomber? The FBI has A footage, not B footage that we've seen, but A footage of the DC pipe bomber. It strains credulity. The entire story strains credulity that you could have a pipe bomb exposed to the public at the DNC headquarters, have Kamala Harris in the DNC headquarters, and the Secret Service, they stepped on it, maybe tripped over it. Who the hell knows? Don't tell me. Don't friggin' tell me you don't know who the DC pipe bomber is. But they don't want to know. They don't want you to know. How about, where's the body cam footage, the police department body cam footage from Paul Pelosi, the incident with Paul Pelosi? Release that. That might tell a story, you think? Paul in his underwear. I get it. He was home. It was in the middle of the night, but was he sleeping? What, and they were fighting over a hammer?
Stained whitey tighties.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
Magnaturd.
Magnaturds, yes.
They didn't want to show that.
They didn't want to show the Magnaturds, or perhaps his tighty whiteys were in tatters. I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. Turn me loose. Hey, you underwrite me, give me the assignment, and I'll do it. I guarantee flipping to you.
You'd be murdered.
Doing what I love, though. But here's the thing, okay? When my uncle was so viciously murdered back in 1982, and 1987, on the anniversary, I was assigned the case by my family for the cost of $1. A case that went unsolved for five years. It took me 5 months, a hell of a lot of miles. 1, 2, 3, 4, four different states. Probably 30,000 miles on my vehicle. Hundreds of interviews. But you know what? 5 months later, they had a man in custody who was not just arrested, but tried and convicted and sits in jail. You know why? Because I wasn't going to take no for an answer. And I was going to get... That's an example. How come we haven't heard much more about the Las Vegas shooting? You know, the shooting out there? Or how about the Nashville Christmas Day bombing? where Petula Clark was singing Downtown. Whatever happened to that? And what did that destroy? Inquiring minds want to know. Oh, and despite and over the objections of the family of Seth Rich, what really happened to Seth Rich? Did he die on the streets in D.C.? Or did he die in the hospital where the mayor just happened to be? Huh. And even, oh, the COVID lab leak. Look, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That was my bad.
For peeing on my leg?
The leak.
You're talking about the lab leak now, not the...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
Dating the bat lady.
And that was Swalwell, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, things happen. Look, I understand that, but you come clean. Okay, we'll forgive you. Actually, Eric the Tech is in quite the mood today. What set him off was the doomsday clock. We're going to be getting into momentarily, but look, I want answers, and there are so many more questions that need answers, because we're all being lied to. Everything is an illusion out there. Eric's reaching for the button. Okay, don't worry, I got it. I'm okay. All right. What really set Eric off today was this is video number one in the show prep. By the way, folks, I am so excited about what we're going to be rolling out. It's going to change everything. Everything will be changed. I mean, you're just not going. I mean, it's going to be so exciting, because the more things kind of go downhill and the closer we get to, well, midnight, the closer we get to that crescendo, the more you need to know, and the more you need to know to act. Okay, so I'm excited about that. I'm not sure when's Eric the Tech. When's that going to be unveiled? What we're doing?
I don't know. Silence. We haven't.
Silence. We really haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We can talk about that later.
All right. What you want to talk about on air? I'm kidding.
Yeah, let's talk about our technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty?
I think the doomsday clock people had a technical difficulty.
Okay, yeah. So I never gave this a thought, okay? It's just second nature to me being a boomer, right? I never thought that, you know, people when in the show prep, Eric Tech looked and said, what's a doomsday clock? Okay, it never occurred to me that there are people that may not know, and I'm not making fun of anybody, believe me.
I mean, you think I should know.
Well, you know. I've
been with you for...
Well, yeah, but how many times have I outside of the...
Obviously none is the first one.
Outside of the studio, how many times have I referenced the doomsday clock? Yeah, exactly. So there's nothing wrong with not knowing, you know, wow, that's the first time there's a doomsday clock. What's that? And Eric and I were going back and forth. It was kind of funny, but I never gave it a thought that people didn't know about this. And as a boomer, of course, you know, you kind of grew up with this, the doomsday clock. And what the doomsday clock is, it was set up by the Atomic Science Commission, or a commission of atomic scientists, back in 1947, roughly. And this is a broad view, and it assesses the amount of time closest. If it strikes midnight, that's Armageddon. That's, you know, lights off. That's all hell breaking loose and whatever. Okay, that's midnight is like, you know, that's it. Time's up. Bang. Everything's, you know, bend over, kiss your butt. It's gone. In a very scientific way of explaining that, right? And who decides, who sets this? Again, this committee of atomic scientists and such. All right. So now, And by the way, in the 1940s, it was set at 7 minutes to midnight. The furthest away from midnight it was in 1991 at 17 minutes to midnight. That was at the end of the Cold War, or at the, watch my air quotes, end of the Cold War. Now it's changed. Let's go to video one. It's a very short 28 seconds announcement about the change to the doomsday clock. Dedicated to the boomers out there, this is side B of the Petula Clark downtown. Here it is.
The members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine. We move the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
You know, folks, I should have a camera in Eric the Tech. He's over there rolling, laughing. Okay. He's bent over laughing. He said, well, who are these people? And it, admittedly, that does look a little bit frumpy. I don't know who. I mean, you know. Go ahead. Say whatever you need to say. You got nothing, right? You got nothing.
It's just funny, like.
And this says something. We can laugh when they move the doomsday clock to 90 seconds, closest it's ever been to midnight, and we're laughing about it. But why is.
Mom, I've been chosen to reveal the doomsday clock.
What should I wear? Most would wear bow ties. All right. I got so much to get into. I don't want to squander the time we have together. All right. This is a 30-second clip. This is kind of, now these are pieces right now I'm showing you that are again, everything is connected. But everything's not necessarily conspiracy, but everything does connect to something else. Okay. This is very interesting. I want you to listen to this, if you don't mind, please. This is Matt Gaetz. Okay, now he does say an expletive here. I'm not going to beep it out. It's just the way it is. It's the F expletive in 30 seconds. I guess he put that in there.
We're going to have to subtract a minute from that doomsday clock now.
Yeah.
89 minutes.
No, it would be 30 seconds. If you, never mind. All right, here's Matt Gaetz.
Oh, 89 seconds, sorry.
No. If you subtract a minute, you're subtracting
1 minute, 29 seconds.
Oh, you're hurting my head, man. You are actually hurting my head. Folks, you see what he's doing? Okay. Okay. Anyway, here's Matt Gaetz talking about breaking up big tech and about the bills that were in the legislation that was pending. Now, remember, Nancy Pelosi, Paul's husband, wife, whatever, vodka-soaked, gin-soaked other, she had the hand as to what bills would go forward or not. Here is Matt Gaetz, video two.
About, you know, big tech bills and like potentially breaking up Facebook, and just imagine if you're about to even vote on that, and then you go and, you know, get put options.
I mean, by the way, that's not a hypothetical. That happened. I mean, we had bills that were moving through the Judiciary Committee that passed out of the Judiciary Committee that broke up big tech, and we were all getting ready for them to come to the floor. And on the dip, Paul Pelosi bought a bunch of those stocks.
Wow.
And then guess what, Tim? They never fucking came to the floor.
Wow.
What a surprise.
Are these people?
All right. To Global Star Radio Network, we apologize, but that's raw footage. So, okay.
You didn't say it.
I didn't say it. That's right. So, think about this. Think about this. Going to break up big tech. Big tech stocks fall. We saw this, right? Pelosi buys the stock on the dip. And of course, the bills never reached the floor. The rumors did, but the bills never reached the floor. Why? Because Paul's husband, yeah, Paul's wife, Nancy, that gin-soaked wicked witch, prevented the bills from going to the floor. So stocks rise. Paul Pelosi makes a profit. Must be nice. Wish somebody would have called me. I could have invested $100 into something. I don't know. Did they call you folks? No, they didn't. All right. Now, remember Pelosi, gone. Okay, Kevin McCarthy, he's the House Speaker now. Is he going to do any good, or is he a rhino? Look, he better prove himself, okay, because as far as I'm concerned, the guy's already starting below the starting line, below zero. But I was rather impressed with this. This is a 3 minutes question and answer. And this is about committee appointments. Okay, now understand where we're going with this. And if you think politics is nothing but an illusion, right on the money. But it's still important to understand, because things can change and will change through bills and legislation. All right. So there's a Q&A with McCarthy, and this is very difficult to hear. The question is, your appointments to various committees, okay? What about Schiff, Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell. What about those appointments, the latter, of course, to the House Intel Committee, or I think both to the House Intel Committee? Again, remember, Swalwell and Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, did some pillow talk. Schiff is just Schiff, okay? Give me a list, or I'll give you the list as to why that guy shouldn't be even anywhere. Okay, watch this. This is video 3. By the way, go to HagmanReport.com, open up the episode box. Oh, and soon that, oh, you're going to see some things when we announce this. But anyway, there will be all of the show notes, HagmanReport.com. The show notes are not contained on Rumble or Brightdown anywhere else. Go ahead and play video 3.
Intel Committee. Is Santos on the Intel Committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead.
Because you have direct power over who goes on Intel, but you also will be able to raise for your full House, taking off other Democrats, perhaps Representative Omar. But you have said that lying to us is something that means you should be removed from the Intelligence Committee. But why is it not a factor?
This
is a man who should not be on committee, something you do have power over.
He's gotten elected by his district.
So answer my question.
Okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you. No, let's answer her question. You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the Intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel, because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell. Because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee. So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security relevance because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
Yeah, baby. All right. So he earned some street cred there, in my view. They're not going to be serving on any Intel committee. They were elected, so you can't do anything about that. But you see how infiltrated we are by the Communist Chinese Party, by the communists in general. We are, America is a captured operation. I hope people really understand that, how deeply we've been captured. Just like the Vatican, which I want to touch on that later, but related to, well, you know, McCarthy mentioned a couple of things. Okay, when did the age of these people start? When did they start really showing or really grabbing hold of the reins of power? And I was doing some research on this, and you've got to go back and a deep dive into people like Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, you think you know who he is? No one has a clue as to who Barack Hussein Obama really is. As a matter of fact, when he was a junior senator in Illinois, and I think I've mentioned this many times on this program before, as a junior senator, he served on the Nuclear Anti-Proliferation Board Committee. And that's during the time when Richard Lugar and Obama and their staffs went to Russia and Ukraine, okay, in other locations, to make sure that the stockpiles were being handled properly. Now, if you recall, this is back again when Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama was a junior senator. That plane of delegates was stopped in Perm. And it barely made the news. It was like a paragraph. Why? Because Barack Hussein Obama's, his papers were not in order. They spent 3 hours there, Russian authorities, saying that, hey, you know what? Obama is a British citizen or British subject, based on paperwork, based on their official records. So how is that even possible? You go back to 07, 08, and you start looking at how we got Obama, who was behind Obama, and that's when all of this started. And then, speaking of Obama, let's throw in some, ridiculous nonsense, right? Not so ridiculous when you look at this in the whole, as a whole, I guess. Video 4. You remember this. This is Joan Rivers right here.
There Chuck.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay.
You know, you might laugh that off and say that's just BS talk. She was dead a month later. Normal surgery, minor surgery, cosmetic surgery, a little bit of nip and tuck. Didn't go well, and she passed away. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? You start saying what, you know, everyone knows this is an open secret that Obama is a homosexual and Michelle is a transgender. And you've all seen the memes or the pictures or the photos of Michelle's package right underneath the dress, the bulges and such. You've all seen that. I'm sure you have. Again, I would put that down in questions. And you know I've had Larry Sinclair on this program. And Larry Sinclair wrote a book about his sexual escapades with Obama. And you know, Susan Daniels did a lot of work. She's a PI out of Ohio. God bless her, Jack Cashel, and others who I've come to know and respect. And there's so much that in that time period that we have to ask questions about. But if you want to know where we are now, or why we are where we are now, you look back at the major thrust, the fundamental transformation of this country, which, by the way, as I spoke about earlier this week, Obamacare taking over 25% of our economy and changing our healthcare forever for the worse. And there it is. I mean, so that's one way. I could do program after program on Obama, deep dives into Obama, but folks, you know, and if you don't know, you need to know. All right. But let's get back to that doomsday clock. Why did they move it to 90 seconds? Eric the Tech is dying to know. Now that he knows what the doomsday clock is, why? Well, let's go to page one in the show notes. This is so important because I wrote about this. But before we go to page one on the screen, I want to show you this. This is a hard copy of Wisconsin Christian News. Folks, if you're not a subscriber to this newspaper, this is true Christian news. This is a hard copy. God bless them for making hard copies, because I hate like heck to walk around with iPad thing and reads. No, this is great. Wisconsin Christian News. And this is the current episode or edition. And on the front is "The Lies and Dangers of Artificial Intelligence. You Shall Be as Gods." Great column. Great column. So do me a favor. And they also have a TV show, which I might be on next episode, a week from Tuesday, next Tuesday, I believe. I may be on with Mr. Whitehead, who wrote the book, The Rise of the Warrior Cop, and other books.
And Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, we got to talk about
that. He's going to make his first appearance.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that for a moment, because we did have Joan Rivers speak the truth about... Oh, but by the way, before I move from Wisconsin Christian News, folks, do me a solid too. Please donate to keep them in business. Rob's wife, I don't know if... Well, she was diagnosed with cancer. The publisher, the guy behind this, okay... she'll be undergoing surgery and treatments and such. We got to keep them in business. We have to keep them in business. I hope. Rob, I'm sorry if I talked out of school, but you know, I think people need to know what you are going through, your wife's going through. So please support Wisconsin Christian News. When you subscribe, also donate, and please donate. Please donate as much as you can. I'm not asking for widows and stuff like that to do that, but people with substance, please donate to Wisconsin Christian News to keep them in print. All right. You mentioned DeMar Hamlin. Now, you and I had a discussion today. Before we get to the doomsday clock, we had a discussion today. And you were playing devil's advocate, which I appreciate. And folks, this is important because this is, to me, from my investigative perspective, there are more holes in this, and there are so many questions about this. I want answers to.
It's weird.
Thank you. Stu Peters brought this up, and excuse me, this is video, or why do I have that subheading there? That shouldn't be there. Okay, this is video 7. In the show notes. DeMar Hamlin, this is again by Stu Peters. This is a 2-minute video clip, and he brings up some good points, and I've got some equally good and even better points as well as Eric the Tech. Here it is.
Oh, and speaking of running around, DeMar Hamlin was almost doing that. Certainly, we weren't the only ones that noticed the pep in his step. Again, this guy was dead on the field just a month ago and was brought back with CPR. And by the way, speaking of CPR, if CPR is performed correctly, the person being brought back to life, revived, is almost certain to have internal bruising at minimum, likely broken ribs and damaged cartilage. This was a guy that appeared almost ready to suit up and play in the game on Sunday. Hamlin never took his hood down, never removed his mask, never took off those hideous sunglasses, and didn't speak to a soul. It's just bizarre. When an NFL player makes a miraculous recovery or survives some huge hit or accident or major injury, the NFL is always quick to showcase them on the national stage, on the 50-yard line, even rolling them out in wheelchairs to celebrate their comeback or return to a stadium. Why was this different? Why are they hiding him away? Was that DeMar Hamlin at that stadium on Sunday? How would we know? But with a sports league worth billions of dollars and a pharma shot worth tens of billions, even trillions before this is all said and done, there's enough money in play for people to lie about it. That's just the truth. And if that means covering up the truth for people like this, that's a small price to pay. Look, we'll say it. We know that the bioweapon did this. The NFL knows that the shot did this. The doctors know that the jab did this. And according to a Rasmussen poll, almost 50% of Americans now say that they know someone that they suspect died suddenly as a result of being injected with Pfizer's heart attack shot of death. If DeMar Hamlin wasn't vaccinated, and if doctors had been able to justify any other cause for Hamlin's collapse on that field, they would have repeated it 1,000 times over again. But they have.
Stu, call me. You and I, we need to talk. All right. Here's, God bless you, man. I mean, seriously, you bring up some good points. Now, I speak from experience. Between 1977 and 1981, which is a 5-year period, I stopped counting. At the times I did CPR, I stopped counting at 50. Okay. I worked, was a first responder before they were even known as first responders, and I intubated people in the field, you know, okay, and I performed CPR. Again, I stopped counting at 50 from ages ranging from, I think, 6 months to, I'm not even sure the oldest one I've done.
As in field, you're not referring to a football field.
As in field, I'm not referring. I'm talking about the field on the streets, in people's homes, literally on the street, in the field. On the field, not on the field, but in the field. And there is roughly the success rate at that time was about 7% recovery rate. And that was high with the antiquated back then equipment. Now, of course, now that the equipment has progressed and we have much better equipment, the number is a little bit higher. But Damar Hamlin was actually dead, technically dead on the field, football field this time. All right, so they used the defibrillator on him. And of course, people were saying, well, that was just one of those hits that the heart was at that right rhythm, at that right point in the rhythm when he got hit that caused asystole, him to die, basically, lose his heartbeat, technically dead. They brought him back using CPR and the equipment. Now, having done CPR, I can tell you this. I've broken my share of ribs, not mine, others. It happens. I'm telling you, it happens. And when you hear and feel that, there's, believe me. Yeah, just believe me. Okay? And this is before the mouth. When you did mouth to mouth, this is before the mouth guards and stuff like that, when you would actually have people vomit because of the airway and sometimes the
tatters.
Yeah, tatter. I'm not going to get graphic, but I'll just say this, okay? It was very unpleasant, especially when you were doing a positive TB patient that was, anyway.
Outside the Waffle House.
Outside the Waffle House. Yeah, we got to show you some videos from the Waffle House. Anyway, what's up with that? I'm just asking, what's up with the Waffle House? You go in there, man, it's like you better have your body armor on. I don't know. I don't want to hear people from the Waffle House, please. The corporate execs, I'm just saying, okay? And it's not me. Don't sue me, okay? But he raises some good points. And Eric the Tech and I were talking about this. And I want you, to, all of you, listening and viewing, to comment on this, either at Brighteon or Rumble, okay? Comment on this. You saw on Sunday, Eric the Tech, you're going to have to get in on this because we had this discussion. And it was, you know, we almost came to blows, okay? Him and I. He made some good points. But here's my question, all right? My question is this. Damar Hamlin was reportedly at the game on Sunday. But he had a mask on and he had sunglasses on and a hoodie. You couldn't see if you couldn't tell if that was Damar Hamlin. They said it was Damar Hamlin, but you couldn't tell. Much was made with Stu Peters about his arm movements going up. And if, you know, you had CPR done less than a month or a month ago, that would be a little painful. Well, okay. Then the excitement, you can tolerate a little bit of pain, but then the symbols he used. Now, this was not a triangle. This, I believe, was meant to be a heart, like I love you. But he makes some good points. Why not put him right in the 50-yard line for everyone to see? But that didn't happen. And the security was so around him was so over the top. I've never seen that. Okay, so here's my question, though, and I'm wrestling mentally with this, and I ask you to add some clarity. If that wasn't, let's just go the really crazy conspiratorial way. If that wasn't Damar Hamlin, and they were pulling some stunt, to what end? I'm trying to work this out in my mind. If somebody from the NFL said, I got this idea, let's roll out this person to be Damar Hamlin and have this big PR thing, if this was a big PR thing, how do you write the end to that chapter if you're behind that? If Damar is really kind of not doing well or worse, And then there's the other thing.
Here he is.
Okay, there he is. Now, to me, that's not a that's a heart, you know, I love you kind of thing. And the big issue about, hey, broken ribs from CPR. You know what? The guy's in great physical shape. The people I did, you know, not so much, all right? But see, he was in this closed off, enclosed area. But he still had his hoodie, jacket, mask, and sunglasses on. That could be me. Well, not really, because I'm not. But that could be who knows who that could be. But then again, I go back and ask, to what end? How do they, if that wasn't him, how did they write the final chapter to that? What did they say? Whoops. And he got worse and passed away. Or he got worse help me out with this. You see where I'm going? Eric the Tech, you see where I'm going with this? I mean, help me out here.
It just doesn't make sense. This story.
The whole story doesn't make sense. Thank you. Look, I don't know what is going on. But
here's why it doesn't make sense for me.
Okay, go ahead.
Because there's evidence of a hit.
Correct.
To his neck area.
Well, to his chest and chin, neck, yes. Yeah, okay.
So if you have that, why all this charade? When you can just use that.
When you can use that as the ostensible cause of his cardiac arrest. Inquiring minds want to know that. That's probably the best question out there. Okay, so let's, based on what you said, let's say that was him. Now, Matt Couch had a thread. I think Matt Couch was on our program a number of years ago. Matt Couch had a thread because he underwent some cardiac issues about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know. A number of years ago. And he had some residual effects from the cardiac issues. Now, he spoke of potential, you know, facial aphasia and some other things. Maybe they didn't want to show, maybe whatever. Or the fact that he was on oxygen, maybe through a nasal cannula, that they didn't want to. There's a number of reasons, right? So are there legitimate reasons why that he would remain covered? I suppose, I guess... Matt Couch had some good points too. But see, you're right. This doesn't make any sense. And this proves that we are in living. I think this doesn't prove. This suggests. This is one of so many things that suggests that we are living in this Twilight Zone-ish environment. Okay, so... does it matter even against Ukraine, for example, the story about Ukraine, does this even matter? Yes, it does. And I'll tell you why it does. Because I don't like to be lied to. And I don't like you to be lied to. Steve Quayle and I were talking on the phone night before last, long conversation. About the existence of lies out there, the people who are lying. I've got to tell you this. Both of us are sick and tired of the lies. Whether it's coming from our side or their side, stop lying. And certainly don't lie to me. Don't lie to the audience. Steve and I were both, people better not be lying to my audience. And same thing with me. And we're so passionate about that because it's the truth that we need, the unfettered, unvarnished truth. And I don't care how bad, I don't care how sad, bad, twisted that truth is. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth about the SCOTUS leaker and the DNC pipe bomber and Paul Pelosi and the Nashville bombing and Seth Rich and COVID leak. Tell me the truth about that. Don't hide your nefarious wiles from us. I don't think they can tell the truth. And therein lies the rub. I don't think, to quote Shakespeare, you heard of him, right? Boomer. I'm a boomer. Of course, Eric the Tech. Yeah. But therein lies the rub. They can't tell the truth. Because if they told the truth, we would be chasing them down, as we should be, into their homes and lynching them and hanging them from the light post outside as an example. And who are they? I'm talking about just about every Washington person in Washington, D.C., from the government officials to the lobbyists, to the people at the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, all of these organizations that you know about, but we can do nothing about, seemingly. I'm talking about the people like Mayorkas, who said the border's secure when it's not. You talk about a lie. My goodness, what a lie. The Hunter Biden laptop exposes much. Miranda Devine, Natalie Winters, oh my gosh, but Miranda Devine specifically has done so much with the Hunter Biden laptop. I have her book, The Laptop from Hell. I've written about it in Wisconsin Christian News. Page one here in the show notes. Here it is, the smoking gun. The 20-point email of classified information from his father that Hunter Biden sent to Burisma board member in April 2014. This by way of a gateway pundit. I'm going to tell you something. This, I have written about this in this particular story, folks. It is pretty damn clear to anyone who read this the Hunter Biden email uncovered by Miranda Devine, that Hunter Biden had access to classified information. It's clear. Now, this email is from Robert Biden, I believe. Bobby, Uncle Bobby. Is that, if you scroll down there's a picture. Of course, Biden as VP with his son Hunter to the right, with Devin Archer, okay? And you're telling me they didn't talk business on the golf course there? Of course they did. This Ukraine war that Biden is responsible for, generally speaking, and the military-industrial complex, is to cover the money laundering operation that occurred there, and that enriched Biden, that enriched Hunter, that actually underwrote his sexual perversion and drug escapades through our tax dollars, actually, and other money from oligarchs. Folks, read this article. I'm not going to go through point by point. Understand this. Joseph Robinette Biden sold this country. And right now, just move that doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight, because now he's throwing M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. And Russia's saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. But he's doing it. And the neocons on the right in Washington, like Lindsey Suck My Pencil Graham, or Let Me Suck Your Pencil Graham, clapping like idiotic seals. they're going to get us all killed. Maybe that's what they want. I want to touch on this. Again, please read that, the 20-point email of classified information. And also, this connects to the classified documents of Hunter Biden when he was VP. Think about this now. What documents could he possibly have in his possession that were classified as VP? Let me think. What makes the most sense? You walk into a murder scene where a husband or a wife is dead, and the husband is, I'll give you an easy one, is standing there. She's in bed, shot, and the husband's standing there holding the smoking gun. Is there really a question? This is the smoking gun that could take Joseph Robinette Biden out right now. Unbelievable. If you want to switch to the doc cam, document camera. America has suffered some 300,000 non-COVID excess deaths since 2020. Like, we didn't know this. But here's what's interesting to me. People are starting now, ordinary people, they're starting to say, wait a second, something's wrong. Even, my gosh, my wife said to me last night, even Sean Hannity mentioned this. Oh, hold my beating heart. Well, it's still beating, but I mean, seriously. For Sean Hannity to say there's something wrong? Wow. You see, all of this can be traced back to the bioweapon very quickly. This can all be traced back to, I'm not going to have enough time. All of this can be traced back to the bioweapon. And the bioweapon being, you can... I don't care. I'll show you. Here, you can read this article yourself. Weekly increases in deaths. If you look at this chart here, the blue line is Sweden, where they really didn't have anything, any type of lockdowns. And then you've got the higher rates of excess deaths on countries that did. All right. Bottom line is, we told you so. The jab is poison. The poison was administered by Fauci, but by the NIH, by NIAID, by Fauci's soon-to-be successor, Peter Hotez. You've got to know who he is. Peter Hotez. Coming up. And he's worse. You think the same boss or the new boss same as the old? No, not this time. Worse than the old boss, Peter Hotez. I had so much more for you, but the fact is I'm out of time. A minute and a half, folks. I want to thank you very much for your support and belief in this platform. Changes are coming, good changes, things that you're going to say wow, information that you'll have access to, especially if you're a supporter to this broadcast that other people don't have access to. Why? Because we can't do this without your support, and I want to thank you for that. And Eric the Tech, I want to thank you so much for coming in early and doing this, and of course, for everything you do as well. And thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. God bless each and every one of you. And remember, please remember, hit your knees, pray. Make sure you're spiritually prepared for what is coming. There's so much more I've got to get into, but we'll do it another time. Tomorrow, Steve Quayle will be with me, and maybe we'll talk about some of the issues that we didn't get to today. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great day, great night, great afternoon, wherever, whatever the case might be.